Hello, I'm Christine Jarram.
And I'm Tim Biggs. In this podcast for the Cultural Diversity News, we discuss the human melting pot of universities.
Catching a tram at a discounted rate is one thing that some of us take for granted. And for some international students in Australia, finding the money to get to class can be a struggle.
Alexander Hammond looks at the inequalities of the public transport concession scheme.
Living and studying in another country is a big decision for students and parents. The student may have to deal with learning and speaking a second language, while the financial cost can be a burden on their parents. But for the country they travel to for study, it can be a great boost to that economy and its cultural diversity. The 632,000 international students in Australia last year added $17 billion to the national economy and $4 billion to Victoria's economy. Lower visa applications, reported in the Age newspaper this year, say that Victoria will miss out on about 40,000 international students next year. The lower projected numbers of international students coming to Victoria has been linked to changes in visa conditions introduced by the federal government in February. But figures also show a 47% drop in the number of visa applications from India in the 9 months leading to March, all suggesting there is still a certain amount of angst from international students towards Australia and the Victorian government, the biggest recipient of international student revenue. Money, and in particular the cost of an Australian education, is at the centre of it. One aspect of contention is equality for students on Victoria's public transport networks. Currently, in Victoria, there are no concessions for international students on public transport. This means international students pay the full cost for public transport, up to $109.60 a month for Zone 1 travellers, $73.40 a month for Zone 2 travellers, and $169 a month for Zone 1 and 2 travellers. Local undergraduate students with a concession card pay half. Former federal member for Cook, Bruce Barnes, headed a review into international students on behalf of then Education Minister Julia Gillard. The review revealed that transport concessions are a key factor impacting the quality of international students' experiences while studying in Australia. The Vice President of RMIT's Pakistani Students Association, Meroz Siraj, says public transport has not had any negative impact on his living experience in Australia, and that it is a positive thing regardless of the cost.
International students are not entitled to receive any allowances on public transport like a lot of local students, and there would be a lot of students out there who would believe that this is not right with regards to international students, you know, who are already paying a huge amount of tuition fees as well.
Universities Australia estimated that an international student concession scheme would cost Victoria about $40 million a year. The first Greens candidate to be elected to the lower house in a general election, Adam Baird, says government can go a step further by introducing a national student concession scheme.
Would you move for concessions for international students on transport?
We've moved for a national student card that will apply to everyone across the country, and so local and international students would have access to that. But even within Australia, if you go from one state to another, you might be a student in one state, but it doesn't automatically entitle you to concession rates on public transport, for example, in another. And I mean, that should stop. And so we think a national student card available to all students here that allow them to get the proper concession rates is something that needs to happen.
That was Adam Band finishing Alexander Hammond's report.